看雅歌第二章。
Let us turn to the second chapter of Song of Songs.
第八节。
Verse
8. 听啊，是我良人的声音，看啊，他穿山越岭而来。
The voice of my beloved, behold, he comes leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills.
我的良人好像羚羊，或像小鹿，他站在我们墙壁后，从窗户往里观看，从窗棂往里窥探。
My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Behold, he stands behind our wall. He is looking through the window, gazing through the lattice.
我良人对我说，我的佳偶，我的美人，起来，与我同去。
My beloved spoke and said to me, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away.
我想我们圣经暂时读这么多。
So these are the passages for now.
我们读到第二章第七节的时候。
When we read chapter 2, verse 7,
我们知道说这个苏拉密女经过了许多。
We know the Shulamite had gone through a lot.
王带她进入内室。
The king had brought her into the chamber.
所以她有了内室的时候。
So she had a life within the chamber.
然后王又告诉她说你应该要跟随羊群的羊中。
And then the king told her that she needed to follow the footsteps of the flock.
所以她有羊群的生活。
And she had the life within the flock.
那现在当她这样做的时候。
When she did that.
圣灵就结果不是三二一的神他就他很清楚告诉这个苏拉密女，她有一个工作要做。
And the Triune God had something very clear to tell the Shulamite, a clear work that he had to do.
他要为他编上金辫，镶上银钉。
He was going to make ornaments of gold with studs of silver.
但当圣灵这样工作的时候，需要我们同意才可以。
But if the Holy Spirit is to do that, we need to give them permission.
神不允许，神不勉强。
The Lord will not force them.
神明明知道知识善恶这个果子最后是。
The Lord knew that the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the result would be death.
那如果神把那个火箭，这个就是把那个火箭就包围在知识善恶树四周围。
But if he would be able to put the flaming arrow actually surrounding the tree of the
人就没有犯罪。
Then it would be impossible for man to sin.
但神不勉强。
But God would not force us.
神是自由意志的神。
God is of free will.
从第一天开始。
From the very first day.
当他创造人，觉得人应该有意志的时候。
When he created man, the man he felt he had a will.
而这个自由意志就像他那样的自由。
And that free will was like his free will.
为什么？
Why?
因为神是照着他的形象来造。
Because God created us in us and His image.
神是爱。
God is love.
他把爱的火花给了我们一点，就变成我们的情感。
And God gave us His love, and it became our
spark of love. 是吧？一点个火花。
So He gave us a spark of love, and it became
我们的情感。
Our emotion.
神是智慧的神。
God is the God of wisdom.
他把智慧的火花给我们一点点就变成了我的梦，变成我们的心思，变成我们的理智。
So he gave us a spark of wisdom, and that became our understanding.
所以 our mind. 所以我们这个人乃这样照着神的形象来造。
And that is how we as men were created.
因为神是自由意志的神。
Because God is God of free will.
他可以说是。他可以说不。
He can say yes, he can say no.
所以他从来不勉强我们。
He never forces us.
他尊重我们的意志。
He respects our will.
所以在这件事情上，他有一个计划，不错。
So he has a plan.
他在我们身上有个工作，不错。
He wants to do a work in us.
他要等着有一天我们愿意。
But he wants to wait until we are willing.
哪一天我们被主的爱感动
？When we are touched by his love.
那个时候我们愿意把我们自己完全奉献。
Then we are willing to consecrate ourselves completely to him.
虽然拿达香膏是最昂贵的。
Even though the spikenard is the most expensive.
但是为他没有什么代价太大。
But for him, no price is too great.
没有一条道路是艰难。
No way is too difficult to walk.
所以当所罗门苏拉密把拿达的香膏献在王面前的时候
，So when the spikenard was presented before the king，
我们知道现在 圣灵就可以开始在苏拉米女身上工作。
So now we know the Holy Spirit can start his work in the life of the
church. 所以有一个生活叫做桌前的生活。
So there's a life that is the life before the table.
她在宴席的面前能享受主的同在。
She can sense the presence of the Lord before his banquet hall.
幔内的生活就是同在的生活。
Life within the veil is life with communion.
在内时经历主的同在。
That is, to have his presence within the veil.
In the
and beside the flock, we can also sense his presence.
那么现在呢，在王的桌前，他仍旧享受神的同在。
And before his table, she can also sense his presence.
那最后你看见说，他有个生活就是宴所的生活。
And she also now has a life of
banquet house.
Of the banquet house.
他带我入宴宴所。
He brought me to the banqueting hall.
感谢主。
Thank you.
现在他以爱为席在他椅上。
And his banner over her was love.
他能够坐在苹果树下。
She can sit under the apple tree.
尝他的果子的滋味觉得甘甜。
And she feels that it is sweet.
所以宴宴所的生活乃是享受的生活。
So it is a life of enjoying.
所以现在给我们看，现在给我们看，现在让我们明白了，原来宴宴所的生活乃是想让圣灵的喜乐充满我们。
So we know the life within the banqueting house is for that joy to fill us.
但是因为苏拉米女的器皿太小了。
But because the vessel of the Shulamite is too small.
当太平洋要充满我们的时候
，If the Pacific Ocean wants to fill us,
只有太平洋能做这个。
Only the Pacific Ocean can do that.
我们每一个人都像一桶一桶的水桶一样。
We are all like buckets of water.
所以没有多久我们就装不下。
So after a little while, we are still full.
所以我们知道苏拉米就生病了。
So we know that Shulamite was sick.
这个病因为爱主才有的病。
And this sickness was because she loved the Lord.
你不爱主，你不会有这个病。
If you don't love the Lord, you won't be this sick.
所以呢，现在可以说苏拉米女就经历了幔内的生活。
So Shulamite experienced the life within the veil.
到了一个时候
And at one point,
现在圣灵要让她休息一下
The Holy Spirit wanted her to rest.
这里指着羚羊和田野的母鹿
Here it talks about a gazelle or a young
stag. 无论是羚羊或者这里的母鹿
Whether it be a gazelle,
都是感觉非常敏锐非常敏锐
Their feeling is very,very sensitive.
他经不起一点的风吹或者吵一点的动，他经不起来。
They can't not miss of the wind blowing or the grass moving.
所以我们知道，一点的风吹，他就紧张起来；一点草动，他就紧张起来。
If the wind blows a little, if the grass moves a little, they get very nervous.
那么你知道说，苏拉米女现在就是这种情形。
So the Shulamite is like that.
所以所罗门王说。
So King Solomon said,
耶路撒冷的众女子啊
O daughter of Jerusalem,
不要我吩咐你们不要惊动
I charge you, do not stir up,
不要叫醒我所亲爱的他自己
nor awaken love until it pleases.
我们不知道这种时间经过多久
we don't know how much time passed here.
但是这表示他第一个阶段圣灵他在与主在幔内的生活这一段他到现在算是告一段落。
But we know that the life within the veil has reached the finishing point here.
所以等到他休息了一段时间
So once she rested,
他慢慢什么就恢复过来了。
Then everything started to recover.
所以现在呢我们知道王就开始了第二个阶段的工作。
And the king began the second section.
但是不要忘记是从第一座花园开始。
It begins with the first garden.
第二个园子。
The second garden.
第三个园子。
Third garden.
第四个园子。
Fourth garden.
意思就是说，渐渐的扩充苏拉米的度量。
He is expanding the Shulamite capacity.
啊，因为他经过了四座的园子。
And because going through four gardens,
他终于经历了整个的迦南。
At the end, she experienced the entire land of Canaan.
只有整个的迦南地才能够装满。
Only the entire land of Canaan can fill the fullness of the land of Canaan.
所以现在圣灵的工作乃是扩大我们度量的工作。
Now the work of the Holy Spirit is to expand our capacity.
那么这个工作怎么开始的呢？
How does this work begin?
乃是从主的呼召开始。
It begins by the Lord's calling.
但这个呼召乃是按时间的。
This calling is actually, is
它不需要勉强我们。
It is not by force.
许多时候讲得太明白了，你等于给对方有压力。
Many times you say it too bluntly, then you create some pressure.
所以你看这里所罗门的用心做法是非常暗示性，一点都不勉强。
So Solomon's method here is by hinting, not by forcing.
那么一开始的时候是怎么一回事呢？
So how does it begin?
结果你发现说，在到了第二章第八节的时候。
When we arrive at chapter 2 verse
8, 这个所罗门的属灵的光景跟苏拉美尼所罗门的光景不一致。
The spiritual condition of Solomon and of the Shulamite are not the same.
他们中间有一道的墙壁。
There is a wall between them.
但是你知道吗？这个苏拉美尼还说这是我们的墙壁。
But the Shulamite said this is our wall.
但这个我们这个墙壁虽然是我们的
even though this wall is ours
但是问题在这里
here's the problem
苏拉密尼是在墙的里面所罗门在墙的外面
the Shulamite is within the wall and the Solomon is outside the wall
幔内的生活不是享受主的同在吗
within the veil the life within the veil isn't that having the presence of the Lord
如果是主的同在那么弟兄姊妹今天你在窗子里面怎么主人怎么我们的主就跑到窗子外面去了呢
So if it is within the veil, right within, how does, and we are inside the window, how can we go outside the window?
主明明说，若有两三个人奉我的主名聚集，我就在他们中间。
The Lord said, if two or three are gathered in my midst, if two or three gather together in my name, I am in their midst.
他如果在我们中间的话，
if he is in our midst,
为什么对于老底家的教会主要叩门呢？
Why does he have to knock?On the Laodicean church.
他如果在里面何必需要叩门
If he's already in there, why does he knock on the door?
怎么可能我们的主跑到门外去
How is it that our Lord is outside the door?
明明是教会
It is the church.
明明是基督的身体
It is the body of Christ.
但现在我们要问
But now we ask.
怎么教会和元首的遭遇不一样
How does the church and the head have a different calling?
怎么头在身体在门的外面而身体在门的里面
How can the head be outside the door and the body within the door?
所以弟兄姊妹，你现在明白吗？
Now do you understand, brothers and sisters?
这就是我们的主用暗示的手法。
This is how our Lord uses hinting.
你不是羡慕幔内的生活吗？
Aren't you looking at you really of desire?
因为你经历着主的经历着主的同在以后。
After you have experienced His presence,
你觉得很安全。
You feel protected.
你觉得非常有 sense of security. 你有一个安全感。
And you have a sense of security.
你叫随时随地都有主的存在。
You always have His presence.
你只要在王宫里面能经历主的存在。
You have His presence and the power.
那么在羊群跟着羊群也能经历主的存在。
When you follow the flock, you can experience the presence.
哪里有主的存在，哪里就是天堂。
Wherever His presence is, that's where heaven is.
那么弟兄姊妹，这种光景好不好呢？
Is this condition good?
很好。
Very good.
但是我们的主要把我们带到更好的地方。
But the Lord wants us to bring us to a further step.
所以现在如果主说你不应该在那里。
And so Lord said, you should not be there.
这个压力就太大了。
The pressure is too big.
因为你做梦也不会想到说在幔内的生活是错的。
Because you never thought that living within the veil is wrong.
没有一个人告诉我们追求主的同在是错的。
Nobody says pursuing His presence is wrong.
但有人追求来追求去，结果发现呢是我们的墙。
But many people, they pursue here, pursue there, and then they discover it's their way.
他告诉自己说这是我们的。